Hi there, this is Brian from the No Name Nerd Podcast, coming to you from the headquarters of Where All Nerds Belong, the site of the best freaking community of nerds on the internet. My goal in this podcast is to provide meaningful and substantively useful information that will help nerds who are trying to grow their online presence and pursue personal fulfillment through their passion for nerd and geek activities. I'm here to help nerd culture grow and to help you nerds make the world a little more nerdy, and I believe better as a result. Brian from the No Name Nerd, and I've actually spent the last like couple days trying to figure out what to call this particular podcast, and it all started with a conversation with my wife. We were driving down the highway, heading to go to a restaurant and do a little furniture shopping, completely sort of not interesting Saturday afternoon activities. Well, I mean, like interesting to the extent that I enjoy spending time with my wife, and it was nice to get out of town a little bit. And we were listening to a podcast that she assured me that I should listen to and said that I'd be very interested in. And it was Brené Brown's podcast with Adam Grant, who's one of my favorite authors. And Brené Brown is also somebody who I enjoy reading a great deal as well. And they were talking a lot about Adam's new book, which is called The Power of Knowing What You Don't Know. And a lot of it focused on how important it is that we as individuals engage in self-reflection to understand and think critically about what it is that we're doing, right? And how we can be successful. And I think that it was focused on the solution to, you know, sort of mindless behavior, being what Adam called thinking like a scientist. And what I thought was, in addition to the fact that I just found the entire interview very interesting, and, you know, I find both authors these amazing people who switch back and forth between having doing great and very sound social science research, and then actually taking that information, that scientific information, and turning it into something that is immediately applicable for organizations and people. Applicable in a way that, you know, doesn't just make organizations function better, but I mean, I think fundamentally has the power to make the world a better place, to make people happier and more satisfied in making better decisions and decisions that are going to have a more positive impact on the people around them. And you know what? That is incredibly, incredibly powerful thoughts. And that's an incredibly powerful set of ideas. And in this particular book that Adam was talking about, this was focused on the idea that you should think like a scientist, that you should make your decisions based upon real information and evaluation and questioning that information and even questioning your own beliefs so that you can weigh critically the information that you have and engage in actual thoughtful decision making based upon real evidence and use that as a guide forward. And what was interesting, right? What was really interesting about this is that at the end, they had this sort of discussion about whether or not Adam, which he'd just written in the book, right, about thinking like a scientist, should have used the word scientist. And Adam, in fact, made a comment about, a few comments about how he sort of was now questioning his use of the word scientist because he did not like the extent to which it would evoke the image of a particularly white male person in a lab coat, right, who was, you know, pouring chemicals into test tubes, and that really what he meant, and he thought maybe the scholar would be a better word, that he really meant people who would engage in that thoughtful weighing of information and of evidence and of perpetually questioning, including everything, including their own beliefs and thinking critically, but not critically in a way that would just deconstruct and naysay and speak negatively, but questioning and being critical to the extent of saying that just because I think this now, I'm open to the fact that new information could be coming in, and that new information, as that new information came in, that could become a guide that would allow me or lead me to change my mind. And, you know, Brené was like, well, you know, we're coming out of an era where a lot of people are questioning science, and there might be some utility in not just recapturing the importance of science, but also in broadening the umbrella in making the tent bigger in terms of getting people to think of what is science. And for me, as somebody who's a social scientist, that sometimes doesn't seem to get counted, because people, when they say science, they always want to talk about like the biologists and the physicists and the mathematicians, that somehow social science doesn't quite count. I really liked the idea of sort of broadening the umbrella in science. But, you know, the funny thing is, and what I'm really getting at is, by the end, what they said is, a better word might have been to think like a nerd. And that really resonated with me. And I think, I hope it should be resonating with all of you, that, you know, immediately afterwards, I ended up following up with Brené Brown's book, Dare to Lead. And I've been doing a great deal of thought, both in some really stimulating conversations I had with my wife, both during that drive when we were listening to this podcast, as well as afterwards, about what are the implications for this idea that we should be thinking like a nerd, and that we should be thinking more critically and broadly, and that, in fact, the world would be a better place if we began to think more rationally and broadly, weighing information and not just going through the motions. What are the implications of that for the No Name Nerd community? And that's where I began to get kind of excited. I want to explain to you a little bit of where that excitement is coming from, although I will also confess to you that I don't necessarily have it fully figured out as to where it's going, but I really feel like we've tapped into a set of ideas, or at least I've tapped into some ideas that are really exciting and get me fired up and really make me feel like the No Name Nerd community could be going in very, very powerful directions. It sort of opened up my eyes, if you will, to some of the possibilities that exist. And I want to, in a not so subtle segue, read to you a quote that Brené Brown mentioned in her Dare to Lead book, which many of you have heard before. It's hardly a new one, but it really began. It was another step, I guess, in my sort of path to the epiphany about what is the potential of the No Name Nerd community. It's this one. This is a quote by Theodore Roosevelt. "It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds, who shows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat." Now, other than the sort of problematic gender dissociation in terms of that particular quote, I find it one that is very moving and enthralling. And it got me thinking, as I was listening to this, as it was embedded within Brené's book, Dare to Lead, it got me thinking about the No Name Nerd community. And it got me thinking about all of you courageous nerds out there, in fact, who are leaning into this, I don't want to say dangerous, but position where you're putting yourselves out there in terms of your streams and your content creation, and you're daring greatly in terms of what you want to achieve. And you know what? Some of you will undoubtedly suffer defeat along the way, but at the same time, you will encounter victory as well. I have no doubt whether that victory is small, or in some cases that victory may be large. What you guys are doing is you are actively pursuing personal and professional growth in a way that I think few people dare to do. And so that got me thinking. That got me thinking about Adam Grant's comments, Brené Brown's comments, and that Theodore Roosevelt quote. And I began to think that, you know, the implications of what we can do as a no-name nerd community are, in fact, much bigger than I think I have been dwelling on, at least in the past year or so. That, you know, at first when this all started, I was thinking, oh, it'd be fun to sort of scratch, for lack of a better phrase, my entrepreneurial itch. And then as the community kind of took off, I was like, wow, I'm really excited and pleased to see such a positive and welcoming community that can give people this sense of positive belonging develop. And, you know, that gets me like, I'm just really excited to see what a positive impact comes from bringing people together. But here's what I realized is, in fact, that as more and more people come together and more people who have shared values and skills, but, you know, also I think that something else in terms of having a commitment to social well-being, having a dedication to creating an inclusive and positive environment, and that I realized that in this drive down to a furniture store with my wife, that this was really very much in line with what I've been hoping to do for lack of a better phrase, for a great deal of time in my life, because, you know, it's what has always made me passionate about teaching. It's why early on, I mean, I've always held the profession of teaching as something in very high regard. But then, you know, even when I was an idealistic college student, as an undergraduate student, I still very strongly believed that I wanted to have a positive impact in the world. And actually, it wasn't even so much that I in particular wanted to have a positive impact in the world, so much as I felt an obligation to try and have a positive impact in the world, because I felt like there are so many problems out there and a definitive shortage of people who are willing to put the time and energy and even bring their skills to bear on actually trying to solve that problems, that I felt like I had been gifted with a certain set of skills and a certain set of, frankly, privileges in my life that I felt an obligation to try and make things better. So then the question I was led to, right, at that time, back as a college student, is how I was always going to do that. And to give you a little bit of insight in my background, I spent a lot of time working on environmental issues. And then at some point, even as I started off in the biological sciences, I realized that the issue was not a lack of scientific knowledge, that in fact, the issue was very much one of human behavior. And that's how I ended up moving into sociology and getting my PhD in sociology, because I realized that if I wanted to make things better, then, you know, I needed to have a better understanding of human behavior and what drove it, and what drives groups of people to behave in the manners that they do. But that also took me to teaching, because I still very much believe that information and understanding information, and not just information in terms of facts and figures, but I mean true and genuine ability to think critically, to engage in logical reasoning, to communicate effectively, that foundational educational skills like that have the power to make the world a better place. And in fact, I think this is where I got excited when I was listening to Brené Brown and Adam Grant talking to this podcast. And I'll make sure to drop a link in the notes here. That's what they were talking about. And in fact, that's what they had been driving their careers very successfully forward in terms of, that, you know, getting people to understand, in Brené Brown's case, to understand the power of vulnerability and the power of empathy and understanding people in a genuine and authentic manner. And, you know, Adam Grant in his recent book, arguing for the need to be open-minded and to appreciate diverse ideas and to weigh real information, that really what they were talking about is the importance of fundamental education. And you know what? That is what nerds are good at. And in fact, when I look at and I see what people are doing in the No Name Nerd community, I see them creatively trying to address problems. I see them working together in a positive manner. And I see, because I had to spend some time writing this down, I see people who are, here's the sentence I strung together, who are actively pursuing professional and personal growth through authentic, thoughtful, and deliberate action that leads to both personal satisfaction and social well-being. And I was like, I was thinking back in October, and I even looked it up again, the No Name Nerd promise that I made. And I was thinking about what are the cultural elements that are bringing such a diverse group of people together. And I was like, wow, you know, if we as a community do not have the power to change the world, I don't know who else does. And I don't mean that in just some kind of idealistic sense. I am saying that what we have is thousands, tens of thousands, actually, of people most of whom have this audience, right? Small audience or large audience that they can communicate through the powerful technology that they have at their fingertips. And they have the ability then to transmit certainly entertainment and things like that, but they also have the opportunity to spread that message of thoughtful, authentic, deliberate action that leads to both personal satisfaction and social well-being. And so I realized, having spent like seven or eight years teaching leadership at a university, that we don't just need people to think like nerds. We need people to lead like nerds. And we need more nerd leaders in society. Because I can promise you, having lectured on this multiple times, that we have an abundance of zombies. And we lack significant numbers of nerd leaders. We have leaders. We have nerds. But how many nerd leaders do we have out there? And when I say there are zombies, what I mean is that we are often lulled into complacency. Whether it is Netflix that will automatically play that next show, or it is us staring mindlessly into our phones as we wander along from our homes to our schools to work and back home, that for many social theorists, I'll note, we are caught in a cycle of mindlessness where we are lulled or tricked away from critical thinking, from logical reasoning, that even with all of these technologies, we are struggling to develop a sense of belonging. And you know what? We need nerd leaders to not just slay these zombies, but to break down these barriers and to make this world a better place. And you know, I genuinely believe that if we can work together, if we can work together and we can begin to develop and evolve and create this idea of what it means to lead like a nerd, and we can make it something that is not a stigma, as the word nerd sometimes is, but it, and is not just attached to an amorphous, right, a vague set of ideas, but is based upon the idea that we are trying to create people, right? Or we are trying to make ourselves people. We are aspiring as people to be people who are actively pursuing, right? We are not passively sitting there waiting for the world to happen to us. We are actively engaged in getting in the arena, as Theodore Roosevelt would say, trying to make things different. We are trying to make things different for us personally. We're trying to make things different for us professionally. We're trying to do so through authentic, thoughtful, and deliberate action. We are not just stumbling or barreling or pushing our way through. We are thinking strategically. We are deliberating with others. And we're looking for things that are going to make the world a better place. But we are not trying to martyr ourselves, because we understand that we have to engage in the self-care at the same time that we are taking care of others, so that we can find some kind of balance, such that as things evolve, we can push the world bit by bit, stream by stream, digital piece of content by digital piece of content into a better place. And in fact, perhaps we don't even just need to slay zombies. Perhaps we can cure some zombies at the same time. But I promise you that this is a shortage. There is a dire, dire shortage of people who are leading like nerds. And the more that we can be nerds and embrace our inner nerd and begin to lead and change the world like nerds, I think that we have the opportunity to do something amazing. So thank you all for being a part of the No Name Nerd community. And thanks for listening to my rants. And I hope that you will all look forward to following me along as I take this idea of leading like a nerd and push it a little further into from a vague idea into a more concrete idea that I genuinely believe will benefit all of us. Thank you.
Hey there. I'm excited to be welcoming some of our No Name Nerd community on to give shout outs to their stream. If you're interested in having your stream mentioned on our podcast, just head to anchor.fm/nonamenerd and make sure to click on the message button and then just record a message that is 30 seconds to a minute. Feel free to plug your stream and maybe you will be selected to appear on the air, just like the recording here.
Hey guys, this is CamDog83 from Twitch. Love the things that you guys are doing. I've not listened extensively yet to your podcast, but I've caught little bits of it, and I love it, and I plan to make it a part of my regular listening. Keep up the great work, and thank you for all you do.
Amazing podcast, guys. Funny, informational, just great all around.
Wanted to give a huge thank you for me and everybody else. No Name Nerd has been a huge help with all of the resources that have expanded my knowledge greatly.
So remember, if you are a nerd who loves to game, stream, read, watch, play, and are interested in promoting a welcoming and inclusive nerd culture, you belong with us. Just head to nonamenerd.com and join one of our online communities. If you want to get an in-depth understanding about how to grow the audience of your stream or bolster your followers, head to mynerdschool.com for professional courses for streamers and gamers looking to take their online presence to the next level. This is Brian from the No Name Nerd. Thanks for joining me.